I'm getting there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Pam Grennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network, which is out of Memphis, Tennessee, but I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington, and we're really glad that everyone is on board tonight. We've got quite a few people who've called in. We're going to have a fantastic show, so please call in and get your questions ready. I have a wonderful guest tonight, Troika St. Germain. And she's going to be sharing the Violet Flame Invocation and many, many other things. So I'm really excited to share this person with you. You're going to love everything she has to share. And but before I get all into that, I want to talk to you about the network and let everyone know that they can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, that's R-E-N-F-O-R-D, live, or going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section after the show, and finishes, and then you can listen in if you want to go back and hear the show over again, because sometimes the guests have a lot to say, and you won't miss out, so just get in there and check it out. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you have to call in to 347-838-9142. And if you have a question, you have to call 347-838-9142. And Andy, the moderator, she'll see your number pop up, and she'll get in touch with you and get you online and get you scheduled in. So, again, I don't know how long the interview will last, but Troika will be answering questions for everyone. So listen in, and we're going to have a great show. Before I go into the show, though, I do want to talk about the RBR Network. The RBR Network has 10 shows now, and Monday, of course, is my show, and that is at 6:30 every Monday at that Central Standard Time. The I Am Well show is on Tuesday. The Night Search show is on Tuesday. The I Am Well show is at 8 p.m. Night Search is 9:30 p.m. On Wednesday is the No Show. That's at 7 p.m. Now, remember, this is all Central Standard Time. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that's at 8:30 on Wednesday. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly Show. That's at 5:30. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 Show is at 3 p.m. Saturday is Soul Town, The Sound of Music. That's at 3 p.m. That's out of Memphis. Sunday, the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m., and that's it. That's what our show is all about. But there's some great people on each of these shows because they really do look for wonderful people to bring to the network so we can help people wake up, listen in, tune in, turn on, tap in. And that's what we're going to do tonight. But, again, I want to welcome my special guest, Troika St. Germain. I heard her last year on a program and just loved it. It was a string that had come through, and she just blew me away. And I got in touch then through her website and started practicing the Violet Flame Invocation that she had. And I've been doing it ever since, getting great results. You practice it. I know you will too. Troika, she really is born awake, she says, and she's able to consciously visit the higher realms and communicate with angels and the Ascended Master since she was a child. She has a unique relationship with the Ascended Master, Saint Germain, who has taught her about ascension and our spiritual knowledge, the Violet Flame. Troika is available for workshops and private Ascension personal guidance sessions with Saint Germain too. So if you want to get in touch with her at any time, you can go to her website, which is AscensionSaintGermain.com. That's AscensionSaintGermain.com. And again, Troika, she says she received self-realization in 1992, and she merged with her ascended master self in 2006. She lives in a state of oneness. She deeply knows that everyone or everybody is divine and that they can achieve the same transformations as she has. Her mission is to awaken individuals to their true authentic nature, their divine self, while assisting them with planet Earth with ascension, which is what we're into now. This is important. Listen to everything she has to say. She is the producer of many high-frequency transformational alchemy products created by the Ascended Master Saint Germain, and she's going to share all that with you, so you're going to really enjoy what she has to say. And she has assisted thousands of people worldwide to raise a frequency and vibration. So that's what she's going to help us with while we're on the show this evening. So let me bring Troika in. Troika?
Hi, Pam. How are you? Hello, everybody.
Yeah, we're great. And we're
Shasta.
Blessing from Mount Shasta. That's exciting. I haven't been there yet, but I know it's got to be a great place to be. Well, what would you like to share the first thing this evening? I know you've got a lot of things to talk about. In fact, we talked about becoming your own master, and that would mean being able to connect up with the ascended masters. Can we work with more than one ascended master? Do you have several that you connect with?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Most people have a team of ascended masters. I work with, I work primarily with Saint, well, not primarily, but, you know, I have this, a lot of people want to know what my unique relationship with him is. It's unique in the fact that he's just always been with me, and he was there when I was a child and throughout, and I know that I've had many past lives with him. So that part's a little bit unique, but not that unique, because a lot of people have that kind of relationship. But he and I are in business together. He is literally my business partner. He asked me to create these products for him, for everybody to benefit from. And, you know, he can't, he's not in a body, so he can't go to a cosmetic laboratory and create these products, but I could. So that's my relationship with him. So I talk to him the most because we have business meetings and all of that. But I also work a lot with my second person that I work the most with is Archangel Michael, and I work with Katumi and Elmoria and Kuan Yin and the Blessed Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene and St. Francis, who's also known as Katumi. So, you know, and then others have come in just every now and then, you know, but those are kind of like my team that have been around me most of my life. And
okay.
So, yeah, you can work with multiple. But what I'm talking about, becoming your own divine master, doesn't mean talking to ascended masters. It's we are multidimensional people, and we all have an angelic self and an ascended master self. And, you know, we live in multiple dimensions simultaneously in multiple places. We have all these different types of bodies and personalities and functions. And so to become your own master is to tap into your own ascended master self, you know, and to bring that vibration and that level of frequency into the earth body. That's what ascension really is. We don't, you know, ascension is such a misnomer sometimes. People, because of, you know, hot air balloons ascend. So a lot of people think that in order to ascend, we rise above, we leave the earth plane and we go someplace else and we, you know, we're not here anymore. That is the exact opposite. To ascend, to become an ascended being, we bring that higher frequency of ourself into our earth body. That's how all ascended masters have become ascended masters, by bringing that frequency into their earth body. So that's what I mean by becoming your own divine master. And it's tapping into that aspect of yourself. And you do it through the heart, going in through your heart portal. And that's what I try to show people. I don't want to use the word teach, because I'm just letting people remember what they already know, but they forgot that they knew it. So I'm not teaching anybody anything they don't already know. I'm just I'm showing people how to access that inner wisdom, that inner knowledge that's within themselves. And I do it through private sessions, but now I'm starting to do very low-cost webinars so that I can talk to many people at one time, and it's very cost-effective that way for everybody. And rather than a lot of blah, 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 this is this and this is that, my webinars and my workshops and even private sessions are more about activations and guided journeys, and, you know, we do things. It's very interactive, so that I'm showing you how to do it yourself. And so I guess that's the main thing I want to mention. I can say so many things. I would really love to hear questions of what people want to know, or what you want to know, Pam, because that gets me a little more focused into one arena, if I can talk for 100.
I know, and I know you've got some wonderful stuff to share with us, and we love it. Well, I guess for me is I was introduced to Saint Germain, 10 years ago or something. I know he's been around forever, but I got to read a great book and talked about him in the book, and I just loved it, fell in love with, you know, what I read about what he was here to do and everything, and how he could help people. And I've also been practicing the violet flame invocation. It does seem pretty magical, because I do have, every time I do this invocation, I'll do it in the morning before I head out. I have the best days ever. When I don't do it, I definitely can tell a difference, because it's almost like I'm calling him forth, and, you know, I'm, you know, putting this energy out there or with me, bringing it in with me. Can you talk a little bit about the violet flame?
Sure. You know, everything is frequency and vibration. Our human bodies, the trees outside, the buildings we live in, the automobiles we drive, everything is created out of frequency. And the ultimate, you know, frequency is God itself, or the ultimate source, or whatever terminology people prefer to use themselves to describe, you know, the highest that there is all frequency. And that all that is, you know, the divine highest frequency, our source, can be more easily understood in smaller parts of it. It's so overwhelming to try and understand the totality. So light is the totality, basically. And you know, when you when you see sunshine come through a crystal or a prism, it breaks into the rainbow colors. And those are called the seven rays, R-A-Y-S, like rays of light. And each one of those, color is frequency made visible, just like sound is frequency made audible. And every color has a corresponding note or tone to it. So these different colors are frequencies, and each frequency is a different aspect of God, and they correspond to our chakras. You know, the rainbow corresponds with our chakras, the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and violet. And each one of these colors has like a jurisdiction of what they control or what they mean. And violet is the highest frequency in our visible eyesight. There's higher frequencies, but we can't see them. We can only see up to violet. And violet corresponds with the crown chakra, so it's a very high level frequency. And each color has a special talent that it can do for us when we call it forth. So the violet flame is like a fire. It is a fire, only instead of looking like our fire that we use to burn things with or barbecue, it's shades of lavender and hot pink and white and purple. You know, and it flickers and burns just like our fire, except it doesn't burn your skin or hurt you. It's an interdimensional fire. It's literally a gift of the divine that Saint Germain brought to our awareness. And what the function of the violet flame, it has many levels of it. It's the flame of alchemy, the flame of transmutation. The alchemist, you know, turns lead into gold. That's like earth alchemy. It's a low level, actually, of alchemy. The highest version of alchemy is the spiritual alchemy, and what that does, and it's the ultimate goal of the violet flame, is to turn the human being into the divine being. So it's ultimate transformation. But it happens in increments. So like when you say, when you're doing the violet flame, you know, you're transmuting the lower vibrations and the lower frequencies and turning them into a higher state. So that's why your day flows better. You get into that divine rhythm and the divine flow. And we can call upon the violet flame for anything and everything. It's only limited by our imagination. But it, it can turn your lower frequency conditioning, you know, such as untrue thoughts that we all have about ourselves. You know, we all kind of think that that we're just kind of nobody and we don't deserve much and other people do great things but not necessarily us, or other people have bad health, or they're unlucky in love or money. Whatever it is, we all have our own limitations, our own lower vibration, and the violet flame will turn that into a higher vibration. It doesn't just erase or cancel things, which in itself would be good enough, but it's even better because it takes something that's a minus and turns it into a plus. So you're achieving much more benefit than if it just turned everything to zero. So kind of in a nutshell, that's a little bit about the violet flame. And it when you use the violet flame on a regular basis, and you don't have to even believe in it, it works no matter what, whether you think it's silly or stupid or couldn't possibly do anything, it still works because it just is. It is a real thing, and it works regardless of your belief. So when people start out using the violet flame, a lot of times it's just out of curiosity to see if it's really going to work. Some people even start using it to prove it wrong. It doesn't matter how you get into it, but if you continue using the violet flame, it will totally transform your life. And you get to decide what you want your life to transform into. So it's a form of mastery to understand the violet flame and to be able to use it. It's a great tool that's at our command, if only we use it.
That's it. You just said it. And, you know, when I first started using the violet flame from your invocation, I mean, I'd heard about it a long time ago, and I practiced a little bit, but I didn't have what you share. You can go on a website and get this violet flame invocation off of that, folks out there. So just know you can get this information. But I decided that I wanted to practice this because I just loved what I'd read about Saint Germain. And again, I'm telling you folks, it works. Just having the best days, I guess it does make you an optimist by saying this, because you feel like I feel like I'm just creating a great day, you know, whatever I need just shows up.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe we can do it real quick. It takes just a moment to do it.
Well, why don't you lead us through it real quick?
Okay.
So you don't know what we're talking about.
So I'll just tell, the invocation is just a couple of sentences, but I'll tell you the steps that you do. So the first thing you do is you call the violet flame to you. And some people are visual, so they can kind of see a ball of violet flame above their head. Other people are not visual, and it doesn't matter. You know, you don't need to be visual. So you just imagine or pretend that this big ball of violet flame comes above your head, and then you ask it to enter into your body and to come in through your crown chakra and to fill your entire body totally and completely, you know, every cell, you know, to run through your veins, your blood, you know, becomes a river of violet flame, and you just fill yourself completely. Then you ask the violet flame to expand beyond your physical body so that it now encompasses the other parts of our body. Some people call it the aura, but, you know, we have a mental body, an emotional body, and a spiritual body. So by expanding the violet flame, you're encompassing all of those bodies. So the visualization or the image to kind of think about is that you're now standing in this big egg shape of violet flame, and it's in you and around you. Then you ask the violet flame what, you know, you identify what you want to have transmuted. And you can do it like a shopping list, you know, transmute this, transmute that, blah, blah, blah. Or you can do what I call a catch-all. And the way that this invocation is written is a catch-all, that it kind of covers everything, you know. And then the next step is you ask or identify what you want this negativity to be turned into, and then you fill your body with the positive stuff. So it's real easy. And once you understand those few steps, you don't need to say the invocation the way it's written. You can just guide those steps along and use your own words. And basically that is what you want to do. You want to use your own words the words that you feel in your heart at the time. Sometimes you'll feel very reverent and speak very poetically, and other times it's just like, get in me, surround me, get rid of this stuff, turn it into whatever, you know. And it doesn't matter. It's a living invocation of how you feel at the moment, which is always perfect. So this one, the words are written by Saint Germain, who's very poetic. I'm not, but his words are beautiful. And you'll see that each little section directs the violet flame with those steps that I just gave. So let's all kind of center ourselves, and we're going to take three breaths together to synchronize our energy. And, you know, we'll breathe in through the nose, we'll do a slight pause, and out through the mouth. And I'll count us down, you know, just follow me in the breath. And with each breath, just feel yourself getting more centered and grounded and open and receptive to receive, you know, the flame. Okay, so let's breathe in and out, and in and out, and in and out. Mighty I Am Presence, beloved God, my heavenly source, please make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Blessed violet flame, blaze into my heart and expand out and around all of my bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I have ever created at any time in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands in my way of embodying the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved violet flame, turn all that has been transmuted into the golden platinum light of God, the Christ consciousness, the light of God that never fails. Send this golden platinum light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance. Raise my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. That was fabulous.
So what we did is we turned the negativity into the golden platinum light of God. Again, everything's frequency, and the frequency of the Christ consciousness is the color of gold and platinum, metallic gold and metallic platinum kind of swirled together, is what, if you could see the frequency of the level of Christ consciousness, that's the color. You don't have to know what the colors are. You don't have to ask for things to be turned into color. You can just use qualities. So if you're feeling angry about something, you know, someone just cut you off in traffic, or you got a phone call that upset you, just call that you just immediately call in the violet flame, have it surround you, ask the violet flame to transmute that anger into peace and harmony or into calmness or whatever quality that you want. You can, you know, the way that you word this is totally up to you and totally how you feel at the time and what you need. It's not hard. You don't have to really learn that much other than the steps of bringing it in, surrounding, asking for what you want changed, asking what you want it to change into, and bring that new energy into yourself. And that's it. Very, very simple.
Well, that is simple. And again, everyone, if you want to go to Troika's website, AscensionSaintGermain.com, you can find the invocation there, and so you can get a copy of it to print it out. But I'm so glad that you're sharing this and how this process works, because it feels pretty magical when you start doing it. You go, wow, this is something that is working. And I know there's a lot of things out there that we can do that do work to help us for our ascension process. And but I think this is fantastic what you shared. Now, Troika, do you want to tell a little bit more about your webinar before we start talking to people?
Okay. So the webinar is it's on. You can go online with a link and the password that I will give you for each session, or you can call on the phone and use a code to get into the particular call that I give you. Either way is fine. And they're around 90 minutes a call, and we do three sessions. The first one is November 30th, and then each week after that, so it'll be November 30th, December 7th, and December 14th, and then the following week is a bonus Q&A call. And the last webinar that I just finished a couple of weeks ago, the Q&A call was over 3 hours because I stay on until every single question is answered. So the more questions people keep asking me, the longer I stay on. So the Q&A call always, you know, fluctuates. But if you can't attend live, I mean, I have people from all over the world that are attending this, and Pacific time doesn't always work for, or the time I do it doesn't always work for people in other countries or other time zones. So they are recorded, and you can go listen to the replay anytime you want. And you have the option of downloading the session onto your hard drive so you can listen to it over and over again without even going through the password and all of that. And the first week, the first session is about color and sound and light and the divine fires. You know, the violet flame is just one of them. And so you'll learn various ways to work with the pure energy of color and sound and how you can shift your consciousness and elevate your spirit to a higher frequency and vibration with that. And, you know, the higher your frequency and vibration, and those two words are really synonymous, but the higher your frequency is, it also expands your consciousness. And when you have an expanded consciousness, you see things from a higher perspective. You see solutions to situations and problems that you couldn't see before. You know, every time you raise your vibration, you enter into a new level of comprehension and a new level of mastery and a new level of ease and flow, you know. So on that one, you know, talk about that, and there's guided experiences on how to use these things. The second week, I lead people into entering the divine chamber in their heart. And we all have this temple, right? It's like our sacred, holy spot within our body, and it's in our heart, not our heart chakra, but within the physical heart. And it's the part of us where God lives, and where it's like a portal. It's an access place to all the other dimensions and to anywhere you want to go in the universe. You can. It's the spot where time and space does not exist, and there is no duality when you go into your heart. And you all, and that's where your divine guidance is. That's how you access that divine master of yourself. It lives within your heart. And so I explain that, and then we do various exercises. I take you into your heart, and I show you about your God flame and how to work with that and how to communicate with your own personal divine master. It's very life-changing, actually. And these are tools that you don't need after my explanation and showing you and leading you on examples. You can do them yourself, you know. I mean, mastery is a road that you take yourself. And I just kind of point out the signpost, you know. And then the third week is how to communicate with the beings in the higher realms. I take you to the angelic realm so you can talk to angels, and I take you to the ascended master realm where you can talk to ascended masters. And, we go on this guided journey. It's two different ones to each different realm, and they're really fun. You know, you get to talk to these beings and learn how to access them anytime you want. So this is like level one webinar. After you finish this, if you want, you can, you know, take the level two, which takes everything to a further level and more expansion. And then what comes with the webinar two is a MP3 download journey where I take you to meet your higher self and to show you how to merge with your higher self, which means your higher self comes into your body and you become your higher self. And that's the first step to go on to becoming your ascended master self. So that's it. And it's very low cost. It's less than $200. It's $197 for all 4 weeks.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And I hope everybody is listening in and take heart to this. And I really do think you've got something wonderful to share. And I'm just, again, glad that you're on the show this evening. Let's bring someone in for you that has a question. Let's bring Georgia in from Memphis, Tennessee. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi.
How far are you from Graceland?
Not far, about 5-10 miles.
Oh, well, and I was probably in your neighborhood, not too. I love
Elvis.
Been there
a dozen times. Everybody wants to go there when they come to Memphis.
Well, I came to Memphis just to go there, but then I also did Beale Street, too.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
So what kind of questions do you have for me?
Well, I'm very much into my divine self. I've been very involved in the spiritual for years.
Uh-huh.
But right now, I got myself in a situation. I'm a little stuck. I'm a caretaker for someone who is dying. And it's a little harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yes.
And I usually can pull my, I'm getting a lot of depression and anxiety because I feel like I'm really stuck. I can't do anything. You know, I feel that way. I mean, obviously I can do things. but it's I usually can meditate and go right into that space where I can let go of everything, and I automatically start feeling good again. But I can't seem to. I'm having a tough time meditating here. I'm having a tough time staying with it. You know, I'm definitely going to try your webinar because this is
good.
This is tough.
Yeah, that will help you tremendously. And you know, I was caretaker for my mother for 3 years, and we lived 700 miles apart from each other, and she became not mentally she was sharp as a tack through the whole thing. But physically, she became incapacitated, and she was in a home, and I had to take care of all of her affairs and sell her house, and she did animal rescue work. She had over 100 animals at the time she had her accident and went into the home. I had to find homes for all of them and do all of her affairs, plus, you know, my mother, you know,
yeah.
who I had a very, very close relationship with. You know, I was going through all that anxiety of what's happening to her and wanting to do the best for her. And so I know it's really difficult to be a caretaker. And so some of what's happening to you is you are picking up the fears and the uncertainty of the person that you're caring for. You know, you're absorbing
yeah.
their thoughts and their anxiety.
Right.
And,
yeah, I'm living within the house with them, taking care of, literally taking care of them.
24/7 and stuff. So,
yeah.
So that is something that's making it even harder, you know, for you. And then just in general, for everybody else that's listening that isn't caretaking, you know, the way that energy flows and our personal growth and everything, it's not a straight line. You know, energy moves in a sine wave. It undulates. It goes up and down and up and down, you know, like the currency in our house is the AC/DC. If you draw a straight line, then energy goes uphill and then goes downhill and crosses that straight line and goes as far down as it was up. And then it comes up and it crosses that line again. So it's this curve, this up and down curve. That's the way we grow spiritually as well. We'll make leaps and bounds and get all kinds of advancement, and we feel great about ourselves and, oh, you know, I can really do so much more and stuff. And then all of a sudden, through seemingly no fault of our own, and it is no fault, it's just the way energy works, we start plateauing and we feel like we're getting stuck. That's when you're going on that down cycle. And
mm-hmm.
what we should do during that down cycle is reassess, you know, the growth that we had and go inward and kind of It's like the four seasons, you know. We go through summer, spring, winter, fall. And
yeah.
the upward swings are spring and summer. And then downward, it's autumn and winter. And if we follow that nature, you know, and not be hard on ourselves when it's fall and winter, then we don't feel guilty, we don't feel bad, you know. And just as soon... just like nature, pretty soon it's spring and summer again, and you rise back up. Now, the violet flame and working, knowing how to work with the higher energies can stop that plateau and get you back on that rise, you know? There's just so much we can do when we're working with the divine energies. And when we're working with color and light and sound, you don't have to, there's no case of, gee, am I doing this right? You don't have to memorize anything. You're working with just pure energy, and pure energy always works. You know, you flip a switch, the light comes on.
Right.
But if you're sitting around meditating and trying to make, I'm going to make the light come on, and do it just on your own, sometimes you can do that, but not always. But the switch always works. So I'm glad you're going to do the webinar. It will really, really help you.
So it's all that information on your website?
Yes. Now, when you go to the website, when you go to ascensionstgermain.com, and it works with saint spelled out or abbreviated. So it's Ascension, A-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N. We'll just do the short version, S-T for saint, Germain, G-E-R-M-A-I-N.com. There is no E at the end of Germain. That's a totally different, that's a female saint has the E at the end of her name. And when you go there, you're going to get a shadow box over the page to sign up for the newsletter. If you sign up for the newsletter, then that box goes away. And if you've already signed up for the newsletter, you just hit the little X in the corner and it goes away. And then you'll see the page. And on the main page, there is a menu on the far left side, and right up on top in sort of a ruby red, it says New 4-Session Divine Master Within Webinar. You click on that, everything about the webinar. If you go below that, it says Violet Flame, Download, and you can download the invocation with my voice, or you can download a graphic of the steps. If you do that, it's a Word doc, and for some reason it wants to print out at a small size, so just pull it diagonally before you print it out so it'll print full size. And then underneath that, it says Read Explanations. And the first one is Violet Flame Basic Invocation. If you click on that, you'll get a description of a little bit about what the Violet Flame is. It's actually better written than my rambling today, because I could. And then it has the steps, you know, to bring how to use the Violet Flame, like I talked about. And then there's the invocation written out.
Okay.
So you'll find. All right. You'll find information on the Violet Flame and the webinar and all the products that Saint Germain has me create for him. And there's some audio, audios of shows I've done in the past and different things. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff there. I just go and explore and hopefully have a good time.
I'll do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Georgia.
Bye.
Thank you, Georgia. Have a great evening. Okay, let's bring our next caller in. They've been waiting for a while. I'm going to bring Ibitar in. She's from Colorado.
Hi, Ibitar.
Hello, ladies. Hi.
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 How are you this evening?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I work with the Violet Flame almost on a daily basis. And here lately I've started using tones because I sing. And sometimes when I'm singing, the tones, they just come in on their own. And I didn't know that they were associated with color.
I just realize
that tonight when you were saying that. And
even when you're singing, any song that you're singing, if you could see the vibration, you would be creating color patterns. Because every note has a color to it. You know, there's the octave, you know, which is the basic colors, but every time you change octave higher or lower, you create a different shade of the color. Like E is yellow. E is the color of the tone of the solar plexus,
mm-hmm.
is one of E and that sunshine yellow. But if you sing a high E, then it becomes a pale yellow, more of a pastel yellow. The higher up, the lighter, the more light. And F is the heart. The F sharp is the thymus, the higher heart. And that color, and the F is green, and the F sharp is teal, kind of that.
Okay,
turquoise.
So you're saying when I'm singing, I should try to see if I can visualize the colors that are coming through.
Oh, I'm not necessarily saying that. I'm just explaining that whatever you sing, you are creating, you know, colors as you sing, because sound and color are synonymous.
Okay, so that's the same when you're playing the piano as well?
Yes, or right now we're talking. My voice has tones to it, and I can talk up higher, and I can talk down lower, and you're talking. Our tones in our voice are making colors. They're making a vibration and a frequency. Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful that you're starting to hear tones on your own without the intention of following a melody. You know, you're starting to hear the different frequencies. You're kind of your divine self is bringing those to you and the awareness of them.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to know, 'cause I know that I have masters around me, but I'm not really sure which ones they are. Do you actually pick up on the masters that are around certain people?
I can sometimes, but not always. I kind of have it set up, my agreement between the masters and me and the way I work with people is to show people how to find that information themselves rather than just tell them, because I could tell you anything I want, and you may or may not believe me, and it may or may not be true. But if you go into your heart and you ask, the message that you get will always be the truth, and you will know it's the truth because you received the message. It came directly to you. That's so much more empowering than having somebody else tell you what they think. I want to empower people. I want people to learn how to be the master that they are. You know, we are here on the earth plane now, which is a school. When we're here on earth, we're in school. And what our mission is, why we came here, is to go to our next step, our next level, and that is bringing out that mastery of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't tell people things like that.
Okay.
I'll tell you one if you want, but I'm not going to tell you all of them.
Okay.
The Blessed Mother is very strong around you.
Mother Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, you have many others that work with you too, and it's so much more fun to discover them on your own.
Okay.
And I don't want to spoil that journey and that discovery for anybody. You know?
Yeah. Okay then. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Do you have any other questions?
Well, the toning, it's really interesting how, like, with the singing, you know, because I'm familiar with the songs, some songs that are the sounds of the universe. And so sometimes when I start singing, I'll start singing these notes of the sounds of the universe. And sometimes the toning will just come in on its own. That's what I'm finding. It's coming really, really strong, where the tones are beginning to just come on their own.
Right.
You know, without me even thinking about it or anything like that. They come in very strong, and the note, it lasts for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm singing the songs in the universe, I begin to see orbs.
Oh,
you know,
great.
In another dimension, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is a gift. This is one of your gifts. And it's all unfolding for you. It's part of your journey into enlightenment and
mm-hmm.
part of your unique talent. And
mm-hmm.
it's wonderful. I mean, congratulations. It's really
Thank
wonderful
you.
And just keep exploring with it and keep going further and further with it because you know, we all have, I like that expression, all roads lead to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all unique in how we get to Rome. So
yeah.
This is your vehicle. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's not my vehicle. I don't have the talent like you do with the voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a visual artist kind of person. I've said if I come back in another lifetime, I want to be the world's greatest singer because I would love to have that talent, but I don't, not in this time. So your path is unique unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of waking up to your own inner self is
yeah, that's what's happening on many
yes,
levels.
Your
yeah.
own path unfolds. You know, there's
yeah.
certain universal truths that are true for all of us, and we all can kind of start out with our arms linked, you know, following the yellow brick road. But as we travel on our path, our uniquenesses come out more and more, and there becomes forks in the road, and part of your friends will go off on one road, and others will go on a different one, and you'll go on one, and you know, the path gets more unique the further we travel till eventually you're the only one on that road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get so developed and so fine-tuned as to who you are that
mm-hmm.
That's why I really encourage people to find their own answers. You know, the answers that
mm-hmm.
you find in your heart are unique unto you and are perfect for you. And when we try to follow someone else's path or,
mm-hmm.
you know, a religion, we try to follow that very strictly, we're
mm-hmm.
on somebody else's journey, not always our own. So, you know, follow your heart, follow your uniqueness. And it sounds like you're well on your way, and that's wonderful.
Thank you for the words of encouragement. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I get goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about you and where you
well,
are
thank
and
you.
Where you're
going. Thank you, guitar.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're coming to the end of the show, Troy Gibb. But,
that was fast.
I know, it goes so fast, and I knew you were going, oh, wow, is it already here? You shared so many great things with everyone. I mean, you really did, and, I mean, this explains, you know, your work, Saint Germain, the Violet Flame, all the way past your path, one of the paths to ascension. I wanted to ask Annie if she has a question that she would like to ask you in closing.
Well, I don't really even know where to begin. I'm ready to start a new journey. who do you see around me? What do you think, Trica? And first of all, thank you so much for all the great information. I'm texting a friend right now saying, oh, my gosh, you got to get on here and listen to the archives. And everyone know that you can come back on and listen once the show is over.
Good.
And that's a great thing.
Good. Well, you know, I would say the same to you as I did to, forgive me if I mispronounce this because it is an
Ivatar.
Ivatar. You know, I would like you to find out yourself who your guides are.
Okay, and how do I do that?
You go into your heart. Well, ultimately you take the webinar, but if you don't want to take the webinar,
right.
You go...
I will.
You focus your attention into that heart space, and you literally, metaphorically, walk into your heart, and there's a chamber in there, a sacred chamber, and just that's where you go and sit to meditate and to communicate with, you know, your guides and your beings.
Okay, I can do that. I'm sorry, I was like bouncing in and out, like monitoring the room.
What I started to say and didn't quite finish is the way I have it set up with my guides and other people and all is I don't really see all the time about other people. To me, it's a sign of respect that I let people have their privacy. So
yeah.
I know some. I don't consider myself a psychic. Once in a while, I do, like when I'm doing a private session and I'm really tuned in to that one person. I mean, right now I'm kind of tuned in to everybody listening to the show. So there's a crowd and I'm not focusing like a laser on any one individual. Sometimes when I'm doing that laser focus, I can see who your guides are and who the angels are and like a bit of a path and stuff. But at the same time, I don't really want to know all of that stuff because I've got a big mouth and I would be really tempted to say, oh, well, da-da-da-da-da, blah, 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 and do all your homework for you. And that really is a disservice to you for me to tell you everything. So I don't want to know, so it keeps me from doing that, if that makes sense to you. I would much rather show everyone how they can do it themselves. Because I know when I was reawakening and going through the discovery and learning about myself on my own and discovering who I was in past lives and discovering who my guides were and all of that was so much more fabulous to learn than actually what the answer was. You know, it's all about the journey, not the destination. And I don't want to rob that pleasure and that excitement and that empowerment from anybody. So that's why I don't. But I'll tell you one.
Okay. I'm excited. I can't wait to do that.
I will tell you that you have a very strong connection to Archangel Gabriel.
Okay.
So if you don't already, start calling on Gabriel and asking him to guide you and show you things. Because he's around you a lot.
Okay.
And, you know, and all the archangels are on different color rays, just like all the masters are on color rays and all of us are on color rays. And Archangel Gabriel is the white ray. He's on the white light. And he's the angel of ascension. And he's the one that, you know, in the Bible they talk about he blows the horn for judgment.
Horn.
But what it really is, everything is tone and sound and vibration. So when he metaphorically blows the horn, he's creating the tone, the frequency of ascension. That's what the angels all do many, 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 many things, but that's like the special uniqueness of Gabriel, is he creates things that like opens the door to that frequency of ascension.
Wow.
So you can think
that's awesome.
That, you know, contemplate on it. When you hear little information like that, it's what I used to do when I would hear things like that, and I suggest that everyone do the same thing, is contemplate on that. You know, go into like a meditation or just take a walk in nature and think about that. Well, what does that mean, and how can I use that, and ask questions to I just talk out loud, you know. I just, what does that mean, you know, and somehow get an answer. And, you know, and you'll learn more about what I just told you.
Okay. I can do that.
Good.
Thank you so much for sharing, honey.
Thank you.
I can't believe how fast this hour went by. Wow.
Well, Troikas, I want to thank you again for being on our show. Hope to get you back again in the near future. And everyone that has called in, is listening in the chat room, we thank you again for checking out Cosmic Contacts with Pam and Troikas this St. Germain this evening. And be sure and get online next Monday at 4:30, that's Pacific Coast time. And I've got some great guests coming on this month, so we're going to have a wonderful November. And so I will talk to you in the near future. Troika, do you have anything else you want to share before we close?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Pam, for inviting me to be on your show. And I want to thank everyone that was curious enough to listen. And I really do want to encourage everybody to start using the violet flame. You know, it doesn't take long, and it's free, and it's so expanding and so enlightening. And explore it and experiment with it. And I would love for you to take the webinar if you can. If you can't, I understand that. But I just want to encourage everybody that you already are that perfect divine being, you know. In one of your facets, one of your multidimensional facets, you are an ascended master. You are an angelic being. You know, you are everything that you aspire to be. You're already that. It's just we need to remember and to recognize and most of all to accept that about ourselves and step into our greatness. You know, of all the beings that you are, and all the lifetimes that you've had, and they're all simultaneously, so you're living all those lifetimes right now. The part of us that's on Earth right here, right now, you know, the Pam and the Troika and the Annie and whatever we call ourselves and think of ourselves, you know, now, is the very smallest part of ourselves. Everything, every other aspect of ourselves is on a higher frequency and vibration, and it's just like this little ladder that we go up, you know. And you can do it. We can all do it because we're all the same. You know, nobody's more special than anyone else. We have our similarities, that we are all, you know, an aspect of God, and we have what makes us different is that own, is our own little uniqueness, you know, that special quality of God, but they're all equal. Everybody's quality is just as equal as someone else's and is just as necessary. You know, we're all like pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, and when we all come together, we create the totality. We are the body of God. Each one of us is a cell within that body. So, if nothing
else, I like that.
Just know that. Just know who you are and how special and how beautiful and how divine you are.
Well, thank you, Troika. And I want to thank everyone again for calling in. And we will see you next Monday on the radio.
Okay, have a great week.